Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Randy Fink, treasurer for the Crawfordsville Lions Club, about their upcoming pancake supper.
You guys have a pancake supper coming up this Saturday. Tell us about it.
It's going to be a free will donation pancake supper, and it will be a drive-through, and we are having that at the Crawfordsville Fire Station. They will be serving pancakes, sausage, and eggs to go with that.
This year, a drive-through event. I assume that's different from last year because of COVID?
Yes. Normally we have come and sit down at the schoolhouse in Crawfordsville, and with the COVID going on, we thought it'd be best just to go ahead and do it and just have it as a drive-through. We've heard other people that's been doing drive-throughs are still having success with that.
About how many people are you prepared to serve?
Normally we expect around 250 is what our normal year comes up to. This year, of course, we think things will be down a little bit, so around 200 meals we expect to go out the door.
Now, was this something you guys were initially going to have last Saturday night?
Years ago, we had it on the second weekend in February, and with so many things going on around Valentine's Day, we decided to back it up a few years ago and go to the third weekend in February. So now it's an annual event on the third week of February on Saturday night.
Randy, let's talk more about how COVID-19 has affected the Crawfordsville Lions Club. What other kind of fundraisers would you normally do, and did you have to scrap any of those here in the last 9, 10, 11 months because of the pandemic?
Yeah, normally we have a pancake breakfast that we have in September, and we do that out at the ball field, and then we scrap that this year. One thing that we do have at Christmas time every year, we have a Christmas drawing that we have people donate prizes, we call them, pork loins, money donations, and things that we give out to people in the Crawfordsville area, just trying to get people into town. And we did that as a drive-through, and that was a big success as a drive-through instead of a community event that people get together and come to the fire station and kind of just as a group of people have a good time, and then we get prizes out then. But we did that as a drive-through, and that worked real well.
Can you ballpark it in terms of the number of items that were donated for prizes?
I think we had somewhere in the neighborhood of 150-60 items donated, and all was given away except for about 30 items. So, yeah, about 130 people that went through with cards that we send out.
The pancake breakfast that you scrapped, how much money did that cost you in fundraising, and how much do you hope to make from this Saturday's pancake supper?
Normally, we will run around $1,200, $1,400 every year on our pancake supper. The pigs are always donated to us by a local hog raiser, and I'm going to say we should still have a pretty good income from it. I don't look for it to be down a whole lot.
What kind of things does the Crawfordsville Lions Club like to do with the money that you guys raise?
In the past, we've had a scholarship that we donate $500 to a Waco student, and we give money to Lions Club International Foundation. That money is in a fund that Lions International sends to areas that are hard hit from disasters like the derecho that went through Cedar Rapids. I know some of the money came back there for that. It goes to places that have hurricanes down in the south, and we try to help people out in our area that maybe have eye problems. That's one of the big things that the Lions do is try to take care of people with eye problems.
Randy, let's talk the Lions Club in general. You're the treasurer for the Crawfordsville Lions Club, but you're also a zone chairman for a district that kind of helps out five clubs in the area. In general, the mission of Lions Club.
The main mission when it was started was the Lions were known that they were going to help people with eye problems, and we've gotten into also hearing, where the money goes in to help people with hearing problems. They have seeing eye dogs that they're training and giving to people that are blind. Lions in general is a good organization to belong to. They just help everybody out in their own local areas and then on a national level too.
Well, Lions Club has been around a long time, and if people would like to help you guys out with the pancake supper this Saturday night, give us the particulars of that one more time here to get people out there.
Okay, it starts at 4 o'clock and goes until 7, and it is at the Crawfordsville Fire Station, and it is a drive-through and a free will donation.
And the menu once again?
Pancakes, sausage patties, and scrambled eggs.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with Randy Fink from the Crawfordsville Lions Club. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.